Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer. This is facilitated space for you to slow down and be still in the presence of God. So whether you're listening with a group, on your way to work, cleaning your house, or in a focused time of devotion, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. As a way to be present with God, I invite you to enter into this time by taking a few deep breaths. As you move back into regular, steady breaths, be aware that the very presence that you're breathing in is the presence of God. Be aware that right now, in this moment, you are surrounded by love. That God, who is love, is all around you and is within you. That you are accepted in this moment. That there is nothing that can separate you from His love. That He sees you. He knows you. He accepts you. He delights in you. Let His acceptance of you disarm any shame that may be hindering you from being in His presence in this moment. I'm going to be reading from Galatians 5:16-26. As I read through this passage the first time, I invite you to listen. To listen for any phrases or words that may stand out to you. Be aware of how these phrases make you feel. Of any memories or images they may bring up. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred and discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature and its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. As you hear this passage, perhaps you feel overwhelmed by it. Perhaps it sounds difficult. Maybe you hear the descriptions of sinful nature, and now you may feel a sense of being condemned. But I would like to encourage you again that in this present moment, you are surrounded by love, that God is love, that nothing can separate you from His love. Just as the woman was brought before Him that was caught in adultery, His words to her were kind and challenging. I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. I invite you to take a moment as I read through the descriptions of the sinful nature and allow the Lord to search your heart. As David prayed in the Psalms, "Search me, O God, and point out every hidden fault within me." Search me, O God, and point out every place of anxiety. And as areas of your life may come up, I encourage you not in this time to overanalyze them or to even think of how you can do better in your own strength. Simply acknowledge these places in your life. Confess them to the Lord. And thank Him immediately for His forgiveness. And ask Him for grace in moving forward. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. Now, as I read through the fruits of the Spirit, I invite you to ask the Lord to reveal to you areas where He has given you these gifts, moments in your life where you see the fruits of the Spirit at work. And again, I encourage you not to analyze these moments, not to think of how you can continue to do these in your own strength, but simply acknowledge them and thank the Lord for His grace at work in your life, for the work of the Spirit in your life. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred and discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature and its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. As we finish up this time, I invite you to visualize what is next in your day. What is the place you will be at and the people you may be interacting with? And as you visualize this next part of your day, invite God who goes before you. Ask Him what it looks like to walk by the Spirit into this next place. What does it look like to be love to those around you? Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful. Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching SLOW, that's S-L-O, on your podcast platform of choice. And if you would like to connect with us, you can find us at slowprayer.com. That's S-L-O prayer.com. And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.